All right, the prophet's corner uncut. This is 5:15:22. The title is Who is the Creator? All right, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then we see through the whole chapter all the things he created. I'm not going to read all of it today because we're running a little later than normal. But you can see for yourself the whole first chapter of Genesis. So God created, he gave us this ability also to create death and life from the power of the tongue. They love us, eat the fruit thereof. And also, verse 26 here, he gave us the same mandate that we would change things the very same way he changed things. 26 through 28, which I've read to you many times. We are made in his image and likeness, and we are to have authority over everything he created. And then he put the man in the garden and said, I want you to tend to the garden. Keep the garden the way you want it to. All right, verse 2:19. Now the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So man makes the call on the earth. What a mess. What a mess. It's not quite to the void covered in water yet. Thank God it got stopped before it got to that point. The 144,000 are sealed. All right. All right, Genesis 6. We see verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So we know what they did. They were mankind. They have Nephilim, celestial and terrestrial, bred together, which was forbidden in Scripture. God is the Creator. He made man in his image and likeness. Satan inspired them to do this other thing. All right, Psalms 19. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I don't care. I've heard it till I feel like I'm going to scream from programmers talking about all the planets and all the different kinds of extraterrestrial races and all this garbage. It just isn't so. We're under a psyop. You know that, right? One great big psyop. One great big sci-fi movie. All right, Psalms 104:30. We're establishing who the Creator is. Psalm 104, I'm going to go as fast as I can here. 104:30. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. God's the Creator. How do you do it? By his spirit. Psalms 148. Pray Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. See, there's water above the firmament, not space. Okay. Isaiah 40. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, no one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. All right, let's keep going here. Isaiah 41:20. They that may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. 42:5. Thus saith the Lord God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto all the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. Okay, 43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Verse 7. Every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. All right, 45:6. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Well, the devil is evil, isn't he? God created him. So we can kind of understand that. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, why makest thou, or thy work, he hath no hands? Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask of me things to come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. Okay, verse 18. For thus saith the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Just saying. 54. I'm fixing to make some statements that you might not like, but I don't care. All right, 54:16. Behold, I've created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I've created the waster to destroy. Ezekiel 28:13. And this is really the point of the whole thing. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis stone, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. All right? Notice here. He was created. All right, to say that, all right, now listen to this. To say that Satan is the author of sickness and disease is to say he created it. Have you heard that? Have you heard those words? He was not given that ability. He is angel class, but man is God class. All right? Not God, but God class. God class. Create ability class. Who has the ability to create sickness and disease? You! Now get a hold of that. Death and life come out of your mouth. Even Satan, with all his deception, cannot give you sickness and disease. Now, we were taught that in the Word of Faith. The devil's the author of sickness and disease. He is not. All right. Even Satan, with all his deception, cannot give you sickness and disease. Only you can call for it. Didn't I just read that? Adam in the garden? Genesis 2:19? God paraded the animals before him to see what he would call it. And whatever he called it, that's what he got. Satan just tricks you into believing his malicious tricks. Then you believe the lie, and then you go to his witches for treatment, so you will die anyway after you take their potions or keep you coming. His agenda is to kill, steal, and destroy. He didn't create anything. What to recognize? You want to recognize his sorcerers? You will know them by their fruits. Just like Eve in the garden, she believed the serpent's lie over God's word. She didn't realize she was already. He said, you'll be as gods. Well, she was already made in God's image and likeness, had creative ability in her. You got to know who you are. There's only one supreme creator, the triune God. We follow in his footsteps. You exercise by faith to receive good or bad. You can have whatever you say, right? Sadly, most believe Satan is more powerful than God. All he has is propaganda, the mockingbird media. It's polluted the whole earth. Even with all the natural things going on with Big Pharma, the jab, poison in the food, chemtrails, snake venom in the water, none of it can kill us. None of it, unless we believe it and speak it. You think they don't know that? That's why the mockingbird media. They could tell you anything. They don't have to do nothing. All they got to say, oh my God, there's snake venom in the water, cobra venom. The truth is, it has to go in the bloodstream or it can't hurt you. But most people, they take it, they believe it, they act on it. I'm going to read you two scriptures. I've read you these scriptures many times. All right, Matthew 15. Oh, the chemtrails! Oh, the poison in the food! They know. Whether it's true or not, they're spouting it all over the world trying to scare the life out of everybody. What's fear? How's it operate? Just like faith? So what difference does it make? How do you like your poison? Fried? In soup? Do you get it? They're trying to build a stronghold in your mind to get you to believe a lie. He is a liar, remember? All this crap you're hearing, it's lies. Jesus tried to tell the people of his day that, and they didn't believe him either. Matthew 15:10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. You know, the thing about the deep state, they're cheap. And they're trying right now to steal every dime you got. They're not going to waste money. They were talking about how expensive venom would be. You know? But, you know, just a little lie blasted on their mockingbird media, it does the trick, right? Most of the stuff we've heard about that was all bad over these last several years, has any of it really come to pass? No. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Who cares? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. There's the church today. They're the blind leading the blind, and they're falling in the ditch. Most of them have taken the jab. The jab's not about whether it's a poison or not. It's about the mark. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? Many years ago, the Lord told me, Stomach acid eats whatever up. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. The production center right here. And they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands doesn't defile a man. Mark 7 basically says the same thing, or just a little bit differently. 7:14. When he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man. That'll be a song. It's nearly comical, but it's the most serious thing in the world. There's nothing from without a man that entering to him can defile him. Even the jab. Like I said, this is about control. This is not about anything else. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he had entered into the house, from the people his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Didn't say, it maybe it can, maybe it can't. It says it cannot. Because it entereth not into his heart, but the body. Help us, Lord. That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Okay. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats, in and out. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye. Blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Because if a man thinks that way, he's going to act that way, right? Speak that way, right? The image of the beast has shouted from the housetops their propaganda worldwide 24/7 to get you to use your faith to kill yourself. The devil knows how it works. He deceived Eve. All right, one more. Ezekiel 28:15. I didn't read that a while ago, so we'll go see what that says. I read, 13. No, Ezekiel, not. Okay. 28:15. Oh, okay. No, I already read that to you. I don't know why I put it here. All right. Just going to read a few scriptures here. Malachi 3:10. You're going to see who's the creator and who is not the creator. Who is not the creator? The devil didn't create anything. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that ye shall not have be room enough to receive it. And I don't know why I put that in there. Let me think. Let me look at 2:10. That's a possibility. Oh, well. I don't know why I put that there. Anyway, let's keep going. Mark 13. 19. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, neither shall be. God's the creator. Ephesians 2:10. These are just scriptures that show who the creator is. 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 3:9. And to make all men see that what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 1. 16 through 20. For by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or all things were created by him and from him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Lord that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace to the blood of his cross, by him reconciled all things to himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Okay, Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Satan never authored anything. We're going to look at that scripture just for a minute. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Then Hebrews 5:9, you see that word again. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. The word author there means a causer or a chief leader. The only thing Satan is a liar and a murderer. John 8:44. See, they say, or Satan says, or Luciferians say, and what they believe is that they're the sons of Cain, and God and Satan created Cain. What I wrote to you, the gene decode by the altering. Just what they did in the time of Noah, exactly the same. All right, 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil. See, there's some Nephilim among us here. There were in Jesus' day. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When I hear people say, well, we're just all God's children, I said, oh, heck no. I ain't of that bunch. I'm sorry. I'm not. It's just amazing how religious people are. All right? The scamdemic followed to the letter just exactly a liar and a murderer. Yeah. We must go back to the place where we believed. We don't walk by what we see or feel, but by what we believe. This will keep us centered. If you're struggling with an area, go back to where you first believed and let that be your focus. You're the only one that can receive sickness and disease. Nothing can put it on you, nothing that goes in. When the devil goes into the pit and evil is eradicated, there will not be any need for counterfeits, med beds, etc. The earth curse will be lifted. There will be nothing to harm or hurt. What the canker worm and the caterpillar have eaten will be restored. So relax. Keep your focus right. The release from the prison is before you. Your best days are before you. You will be so glad you stayed the course. Keep following me. I'm leading you through the valley of the shadow of death, yet the valley of death, not the valley of death. I'm not leading you to death. I'm leading you to life. See, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Many years ago, while standing in line to buy undergarments in a local department store, looking at the breast cancer awareness signs, this is when it first started, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, propaganda. They're pushing a narrative. The only way it can come to pass is for you to believe it and speak it. The voice of deception will soon be eradicated. This is the Lord. The voice of deception will soon be eradicated from the earth, and it will be literally heaven in earth. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There will be nothing in the way to block it. It's automatic. Heaven, there is none of this. I'm going to read you three scriptures. We're going to be done. Isaiah 2. 2 through 5. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That's Nisera. That's what Nisera does. O house of Jacob, come in, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Sounds like a good place. All right, Isaiah 11. Get a drink. Isaiah 11, 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and prove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdles of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign to the people. The Gentiles seek. His rest shall be glorious. This is God's government. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. This is Revelation chapter 7. The four corners of the earth. All right. Chapter 65. We're starting with verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. Well, this is Revelation, 21 or 22? I can't remember which one. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. You know, he's going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses, in other words, longevity. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. No more take from the government. No IRS. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, we're going to live as long as trees. And mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Gosh, we've got a lot to look forward to. All right.